Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, continues to try to silence his critics who are demanding he withdraw his support for U.S. military actions in Afghanistan. He has placed the country's leading religious leader under house arrest and filed sedition charges against him. It's hard to say whether the moves will dampen the rowdy street rallies demanding Musharraf's removal or only make them larger. NPR's John Burnett reports from Peshawar, Pakistan.
Of Pakistan's four religious parties, the one that has most skillfully ridden the wave of anti-American, anti-Musharraf fervor is Jamaat-e-Islami. This political party wants to bring an even stricter Islamic regime to the world's second most populous Muslim nation. Its leader is Qazi Hussein Ahmed, a 60-year-old, white-bearded, former geography professor who has emerged in the last turbulent weeks as Pakistan's leading opposition figure. The crowd parts when his silver Toyota arrives, and he's escorted to the stage by fierce-looking bodyguards in camouflage jackets. Qazi's tirades against the United States and President Musharraf are frequently interrupted by chanting from the emotional throng. Calling him an unbalanced man, Musharraf has tried to keep Qazi Hussein on a shorter and shorter leash. First, it refused to let him travel to rallies outside his home province in the northwest frontier. Now it's placed him under house arrest. This is the speech at a rally last Friday in the city of Mardan, where Hussein apparently crossed the line. "We have launched a movement against Musharraf," he said, his hands slicing the air. "And we will continue this movement until the end of the Musharraf administration because he is siding with the infidels against the Muslims." Hussein went on, "The army should take a united decision to get rid of Musharraf because he is the disciple of America." The next day, sitting for an interview at his residence in Peshawar, Hussein was decidedly fuzzy on this point.
"Would you support a coup d'etat?"
This is not coup d'etat. I'm calling the people and the armed forces to act unitedly to bring normalcy to the situation in Pakistan."
But by this time, it was too late to backpedal. Hours after this interview took place, a truckload of police surrounded his house and Hussein was put under house arrest, forbidden to leave the grounds and address his faithful. And the next day, on Sunday, the police chief in Mardan filed sedition charges against Hussein, though they're seen more as a harassment tactic than a serious criminal case. The strident religious parties actually make far less of a splash in Pakistan than they do in the Western media, say many sources here. This is not to say people are not angry over the U.S. war in Afghanistan, but they may not be outraged enough to answer Hussein's call to overthrow Musharraf. A political scientist in Islamabad pointed out that 5,000 shouting demonstrators may impress a Western reporter, but that's nothing in Pakistani politics, where crowds of 50,000 are not unheard of. Secondly, Jamaat-e-Islami and the other religious parties represent fewer than 5% of the popular vote. A hotel owner named Akbar Hassan stood in his doorway and listened quietly to Qazi Hussein's speech. He dismissed it as being way outside the Pakistani mainstream.
"We look to Islam as a very progressive and liberal. We don't want to see the interference of religion into our politics. They want to see our society like that of Taliban. But it is not possible in this era."
So, if the religious parties are so unpopular, why is Musharraf so intent on muzzling them? Dr. Mohammed Farooq is a well-known Pakistani intellectual who lives in Mardan and used to belong to Jamaat-e-Islami. He says Musharraf is not so afraid of being dethroned and Pakistan's nuclear program falling into the hands of Muslim fanatics. Rather, Farooq said Qazi Hussein is for the government more of a nuisance.
"For example, if there are 10,000 people in a rally, and when that rally becomes uncontrolled, then what will happen? They will destroy shops. They will attack the Western journalists, and they will attack probably the vehicles. And there will be a law and order situation for the government."
Just how much influence Qazi Hussein has will be visible on Friday. Jamaat-e-Islami has called for a nationwide wheel jam strike for all transportation and commerce to shut down in protest of Musharraf's pro-U.S. stance. The government is said to be preparing for any contingency. John Burnett, NPR News, Peshawar.